Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today and allowing us to be part of your day just for a little bit. We're going to talk about who Holly and I are, or myself. I guess I'm not really sure how that works, verbiage-wise there. But you've listened to us. This may be the first time you've heard the program. This may be the first year you're listening to the program. This is the eighth season of the Garden with Joy and Holly Radio Show. It originates out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we are on, in addition to Milwaukee, we're on 16 other AM and FM frequencies across 19 other states, and you can catch the show on podcast replay on your favorite platform and or in studio video through our parent website, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, and or our YouTube channel, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.
Yeah, so, what now?
It's about us. and we
I don't know where to start.
We create the show. We do all of this ourselves. From the sponsors, finding the sponsors, to marketing, to production, to hosting, to the whole deal, to get it so you can hear it every week, March through October.
So, it all started on a rainy Tuesday. I don't know. What should we say?
Well, people may want to know, like, besides us being, you know, I guess professional gardeners, what do we do?
Oh, well,
we're not robots. We don't do this 24/7.
I work full time outside of the home, I guess you could say. I work from home, but I work for a corporation. I'm a corporate professional. Nobody really knows what I do, but
it's like Chandler on Friends.
But it's basically my official title is network analyst, but I'm like a data scientist. It's hard to explain, but I like what I do a lot, and I have pretty good coworkers and a good boss. So,
and your coworkers are literally all over the country.
My coworkers are all over the country, and it's very. I get a lot of PTO. I can't complain at all. Good benefits, so I'm pretty happy with that. It helps, carry good financial load for us. So yeah,
and I do this full time, and I bring participate in the financial contribution to our household as well.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so that's what I do when I'm not doing my hobbies of gardening and whatnot. I have a full time job, and
Well, kind of for people who are kind of in that, how did it all start? We started on one station in Milwaukee, not the current one that we're on. We were on a different one. We were there for 3 years. And for those who are listening to Milwaukee, Joy 1340 and 98.7, the station reached out to us and said, "We want you to come over. Will you come over? We want to fill our Saturday mornings with your program." So we did all that. We were on one station, and then we worked to six stations, and then we were at 12, and then now we're at 18 stations in 21 states.
Yes, correct.
And I don't know that we're going to expand anymore, because this is about the maximum that two people can handle when it comes to financially getting advertisers to pay for the airtime in order to be in all these markets. I think we're about capped to where we're at.
But if you want to advertise on this show.
Yeah. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com.
Or you know somebody. It doesn't have to be gardening related. Gardeners are consumers of everything, which I'm sure you know as a gardener. And if you're not a gardener, you probably are.
Well, we have people who listen to the program that have never gardened at all.
That's why I said, if you're not a gardener, maybe you listen and you're like, hey, I could check out this product, or I really like this product. I'm going to tell Holly and Joey about it and blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
For whenever we're not doing this, what do you do? What is something you enjoy doing when we're not participating in the business of garden media and broadcasting and helping people grow a garden?
I have like all the hobbies. So let's see. I like to spend time outdoors with Joey sometimes, by myself other times. I like to go for little hikes, little drives, swing on swing sets in the middle of the day.
You learned that makes you a little whoopy woo.
I got a little motion sick. Yeah. I was like, got a little woozy, I think, is the correct word.
It looks fun on the camera, on the YouTube.
I don't know. What else I do? I do a lot of crafts, kind of random crafts, whatever I find fun.
You are a certified yoga instructor if you chose to exercise that title?
Correct. I am a group fitness certified yoga instructor.
And you also have picked up a new hobby of belly dancing.
I have picked up a new hobby, belly dancing, and I did my first performance a couple weeks ago, and it was a lot of fun. I performed with my classmates. I have three regular classmates that come to class, and we performed together at a little, it's called a hafla, which is like a celebration. So other people at the dance studio also perform with their classmates, and it was like, I guess like a recital, you would call it maybe if you were doing like ballet or some other sort of dance. But yeah, it was fun. I put together an outfit and a whole, I crafted some of my outfit, and then I had to buy some other things online, and it was fun.
And instead of yelling "Go team" while you're dancing, you go "Yep, yep." Is that what it is?
Yep, yep,
yep, yeah. Yep. While you're dancing,
or you could yell "Opa,
Opa."
There's other ones too.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, and I've been doing that for a year and 3 months ish, I think. And I'm going to continue. So yeah.
And that's a new one for you.
Yeah.
And you hike as well.
I said that. I like to wander through the woods.
Well, wander and hike are very different things.
It's become more of like wandering, dilly-dallying around the woods now.
Do you dilly-dally?
Yeah, so it's become... But I do... Sometimes I do hike with purpose, I guess, or like a goal. Sometimes I just go and spend time in nature. So it can be either or, but that's okay.
We camp a lot now.
Yeah, why don't you talk about where we camp?
We camp in the North Woods of Wisconsin. We have a property up there that we have a permanent campsite. If you'd like to learn more, you can find that on our secondary YouTube channel. It's simply search Time by the Tent, and we document our trips up there. And I do participate in harvesting animals off our property. Those videos are, there is a warning in front of those if you do choose to skip those just because of common courtesy on the production value there. But it's not all that. It's we camp, we have a wall tent and unique creative ways in which we have found in order to utilize products that we find or build ourselves in order to make our camping experience more enjoyable. And got a lot of wood. It's a very nice environment to be in, to decompress, I guess, is now the word to use. Instead of relax, have we substituted relax with decompress?
Yeah. I don't think, we do relax when we're there to an extent. We're still very much in like the development stages of this land. So I wouldn't say, I don't think either of us really fully relax when we're there, or if we do.
It's a different mode.
It's a different mode of relaxing. But I will tell you that it is decompressing. I always.
Your ears hurt at some point because it is so quiet.
Yes, it is very quiet.
Your ears ring.
Yeah. And it's just very, you are just immersed in nature and not being around people. And every time we go, when we're leaving, I'm like sad because we're going home. I'm happy because we're going home because my cat is here. But also because I just feel so fulfilled. And I feel, I've always been a nature person. So this is like just absolutely amazing. And I don't think sometimes it's even hit me yet. And it's only been it's not even been a year. But like, yeah, I really enjoy our space there. Sometimes I do feel overwhelmed with like figuring out, you know, food for the weekend, blah, 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 getting all that stuff together. But once we're there, and it's very nice to feel just present and alive.
In the North Woods, not in the South Woods or the East Woods.
But, you know, like I said, I work a corporate job. I work full-time a week or full-time 40 hours a week. And it's nice to be able to really just get as far away as possible from that. And that's what this is. And
it's a different form of work.
Yes. Well, it's not even that. It's just a, it's like an easy, accessible vacation in a way.
Right. It's an arty, crafty project. Creating a blank wood.
But it's still a getaway.
Yeah, it's a getaway. Yeah, absolutely.
It might not be a getaway to some people. Some people might be thinking you're insane. They call that a getaway. But it is for us. And I think a lot of people spend all year working for one huge vacation. And if that's
you. And they blow that whole money.
And they blew all that money.
We've took that money and invested it into a property where we can have a vacation multiple times a month.
Correct. And sometimes, you know, we do go and we work harder and sometimes we work less and sometimes we do whatever we need to get done.
It's a different type of work. It's a different way of, instead of mentally, it's more physical.
Yeah, but it's still, to me, it's still a break because it's a different, totally change in scenery, total change in lifestyle, etc.
So. And we've got a really nice neighbor.
That, we have an amazing neighbor.
He doesn't boast about it, but he's a 24-year retired Air Force mechanic. So he has fixed some planes to keep us safe. So we are always grateful for that.
We are blessed. We are blessed that we have such a helpful neighbor. He's helped us out in a couple situations with some snow up there.
Because it's a three-hour-plus drive for
us. Three-hour-plus drive.
To make that clear, it's not just, jump in the car, we're there in 10 minutes.
And I feel that we couldn't have asked for a better neighbor up there. So, yeah.
So that's a little bit about insight, just a snippet of who we are and what we're about. We're not just all drowning in gardening 24/7. And if you think that, well, we appreciate that. We want to be able to help you with your garden situation and never think that by emailing us or calling us that you're interrupting something. This is what we do. This is my job to help you make sure you can grow the best vegetable, the best garden, the best flowers, the best trees that you can.